Get Real News. Okay, hello. This is Jonathan Evely, and this is a Get Real News shout. I'm joined with Paul Palmer, citizen of Europe, and the subject under discussion is Brexit. Britain exiting or staying in Europe. Good evening, Paul. How are you?
I'm very good. Staying in the European Union, which is a union of multi-countries within Europe. I'm not sure of the amount because there are some...
Well, I believe there's 27 members to count. And Britain has been in Europe for around 40 years. We've enjoyed peaceful times since then. There's not been any wars between the members that I'm aware of. We've had our differences, but generally we've enjoyed freedom of movement, trade benefits, and I'm a British citizen, and so are you. We both lived, enjoyed our time in Southern Europe. We're physically in Europe. We're mentally in Europe, and yet in a few days' time, there's a referendum taking place as to whether we're going to remain in Europe. And I'm understanding, because let me just introduce you, Paul, a little bit. Your background is business, but you're able to work and move independent of Britain. But at the same time, you've been a Green Party member some years ago in Hebden Bridge, so you keep your eye on the ball as to what's happening in terms of politics and the real agenda. Give us a little bit of a take, if you will, on what you believe it's really all about.
Well, it's a difficult question in itself, what is Europe all about, because I think that's the point. No one really knows what it's all about. There is no agenda that I'm aware of, central agenda by any single country, even people wanting to point the finger at Germany being the controller, the Euro controller. I mean, fair enough, maybe that's, they are more powerful, but I don't think they have this, there's nowhere I can see, correct me if I'm wrong, any evidence of some plot to take over Europe, which, certain elements of the British media would like to suggest.
Well, one of the reasons we're having this chat, and we're very keen to participate in the real debate here. It seems to be there's a huge amount of spin. I'm not getting much impression that what we're being told by Cameron, anybody is actually dealing with real issues. I mean, we heard from Murdoch in the last 48 hours referring to, making big headlines, referring to Europe as some kind of evil empire and we should all exit. This is just spin at its worst level. What are the facts and actually what is the real agenda?
Well, I'm glad you brought that up. That's a very strange one, that Rupert Murdoch himself, a Australian-born United States citizen who isn't even allowed to vote within 1,000 miles of the Eurozone, he's certainly not a British citizen, can't vote in the referendum, and here we have him probably swaying a very large percentage of the population into voting to get out. I mean, whether it's good to get out or it's not good to get out, whether it's good to stay in, I don't actually really even have a view on it. Obviously I do have a view on it, else I wouldn't be here, but I don't actually think it's the most important part of the argument.
He's basically saying get out of Europe, make Britain great again.
Make Britain great again, and get out because we're being controlled by Europe. And he's not a European, he's not British, he's an American, and he controls pretty much most of the UK's media. So what is his agenda?
Well, it's corporate. He's
Of course, absolutely.
You know, the corporation, the corporate agenda is the one that's stirring up all
yeah,
of
of
this
course.
Hype and emotion. The fact is, both of us have been, you know, we've got families who come and go from Britain. We're very fortunate to be able to live in and move
freely in that.
Freely.
Yeah. Well, we don't actually, believe it or not, this is the thing. British people are not freely moving between Europe and Britain, even. I can go from where we are now in Portugal to Spain, and I don't have to show my ID or passport.
Right.
I'm a British citizen, and if I want to go back to England, I have to show my passport.
Yes.
So I don't understand what kind of border control these outers are talking about.
This is
even as a British citizen, I can't get into Britain without my passport. What? French people can just go into Britain without. It's not true. French people can move to Germany without. That's the whole point of the Eurozone and the European Union, is that there's free Schengen agreement of movement. We're not in that. So all of the out rhetoric is either misinformation, lies, or they're stupid. They're not researching it correctly, because it's all nonsense. This is why I believe that the argument is not about the issues that they're bringing up. There's something else going on.
Wasn't the referendum a promise by the Tory party? And what are the motives for them to include that referendum? I mean,
well, exactly. That, there we go. There's another agenda. That the two elections ago, the Conservative Party, the Liberal Democrats and the Labour Party battled out a general election in the UK. Everyone was pissed off with the Iraq War, with the Blair real Labour hijack.
Yeah, it was a hijack.
And they just abandoned it en masse. Hence, Corbyn's become the leader of the party, because he's become more of a proper social left winger. So the problem is that the right wing moved really to the right. So you got Nigel Farage, the so-called beer swilling working class cigarette smoker, who's actually a millionaire
of the UK Independent Party.
Now, he's lying about his background. It's all spin. He hangs out in pubs, pretends he's one of the lads, but he's actually not. And then starts talking anti-Europe, starts becoming very nationalistic, flying the British flag, all a load of spin. The Tories then start to be threatened by that, so they think, oh, what can we do? We have to take on board some of that view, which you could say is a proper democratic process, because it pushes opinion around. But all they're doing is appeasing.
They didn't want to form a coalition, did they?
No, they didn't. They couldn't be seen to do it, because it would be, oh my God, we've associated ourselves with these Nazi group, basically.
Yes.
So they had to kind of nick a policy off theirs so that the people that would have voted UKIP then voted for them.
Right, so
they picked
that's
on
how
that.
They won
so they
that
then
election.
Promised, you vote for us and we'll give you a referendum.
Uh-huh.
But it wouldn't have been one of their own policies. So they're actually implementing a policy of another party that they were fighting against. Mm-hmm. It's weird.
So it's the Tories pandering to the right wing, basically.
It is.
Extreme
right
wing.
And unfortunately, that's because of our voting system, which is totally unfair and unjust. It does not represent the people. It just represents some, you know, elitist group of people, which the Brexiters say, oh, and you've got all these unelected people, and oh, we've
and
got to watch
it's
out.
Not representing the needs of the people. So is that a valid point?
Well, it's not, because my argument would be, what about MEPs, members of the European Parliament? We have 75 members of the European Parliament that were elected by British people to represent us in Europe. And what's that? It's not made up.
Well, it's a democratic
basis
for functioning.
So to say that...
How does that compare with the House of Lords? That's not democratic,
well, exactly.
Is it?
The Lords is the non-elected group. So it's like pot calling kettle black. When the European Union is elected, they choose to say it isn't, when they're one of the democratic, so-called democratic processes in their own country is not elected.
Exactly.
So it's like, Are you talking about yourselves or what?
I think they probably are. It's really just a projection.
It's just a projection
of the state.
So really, do not believe a word that comes out of these people's mouths, even the Stay In Brigade, because in their defence, they are not spinning it in lies and deceit the same way. And that there are some lies about how much we'd gain and lose financially, but that's not really
well. The thing is, Paul, you've just hit it on the head for me, because what we hear, and we heard it in the last election, is nothing but financial benefits or losses, depending on which side you're on. Mm. But what about the social value? What about the social and cultural value?
Well, that's the weird thing. It's like Britain at the moment in recent modern history seems to be very defensive about its values and identity.
Mm-hmm. I'm not too sure that we know who we are.
Obviously, I've lived and been, you know, involved in British culture for 54 years. So, you know, since I was a teenager, 40 years. So I kind of have a good idea as to how it all works. And I've seen British culture, values, identity wither away. But not through influence of Europe. In fact, that's been a benefit, because have you noticed, you go around Britain and all the shops are called La Petite Pointe, you know, French names,
yeah,
in Italian,
yeah.
All the restaurants we've adopted because we think it's cool and it's lovely,
yes.
Which it is. That's why we do it. But also at the same time, my hometown basically inundated with an American style theme park,
mm-hmm.
multiplex corporate identity. McDonald's, Burger King, Kentucky Fried Chicken,
mm-hmm.
Topshop, Walmart,
well,
which has now gone down. Who's watering down the British culture? Is it Europe or America, actually?
Well, I would suggest if we add to that list of McDonald's and the rest of them, fracking. Where has that come from?
Well, it's the US.
The transatlantic trade.
Yeah, TTIP.
TTIP,
I mean, so,
all behind, all secret deals, trying to stitch up and basically stir up trouble.
So we all know where this is coming from, because Murdoch is American, born in Australia, can't vote in Britain, saying get out of Europe. Our British government, actually, all of the British government, it's only since... Jeremy Corbyn came along that the Labour Party are actually against it, but that TTIP, we're rampantly in favour of TTIP. The German minister just today has basically said we're not accepting TTIP at all.
I've heard this.
Yeah.
So you've got them. The
British government saying we don't want to be controlled by anything else, but they're prepared to be accepted.
Controlled by
corporate entities in the United States. And all over the world, it's not just the US, but it seems to sort of breed itself from there. But they're not prepared to accept social justice within the European system.
It sounds to me like it's all a bit weird. The European community is a threat.
It's a massive threat.
It comes into the same category of social values, social cohesion, community.
Yeah.
You and I feel, do we not,
yeah,
part
I mean,
of the community.
I'm accepted in Portugal.
As a British member.
Not as a Portuguese. But, you know,
I've got
very close Portuguese friends. They all speak very good English. They know lots of, and all of them are fully loving and accepting of me and wish me well. They don't want me to leave.
Well,
it's because it doesn't matter. It's all borders and nonsense. That's the beauty of the year. Think it's not about borders. We want to go back to the idea of all these borders. It's like control and borders and cut down
because
options and no movement.
Control means divide and conquer. It's been a game that's been played out since the Romans or before that.
Well,
whoever knows.
Sure, yeah.
But think of the culture, the gains we get from exchanging knowledge and just being together we're far stronger being together as a European family, at the family level, at the social level. It has trade benefits, absolutely. Mm. But in contrast, there's a corporate plan being played out, and it seems to me that anything that brings people together, where people find their strength and their humanity, is a threat to that greater plan.
You know, there is an agenda. There has to be an agenda because all of this stuff is just n not in the public domain even. It's not,
Well, I'm, I would
it doesn't
say,
ring
you
true.
know,
It's,
people like Nigel Farage and
I've got nothing against Nigel Farage, nothing against people at all. It's just when they lie
you
and
know,
cheat, I
Donald
don't really
Trump,
like
I
it.
would put Donald Trump and Nigel Farage in the same sort of hat. I want to come back, before we go into that, I want to come back to a point. One of the things which, you know, crosses my mind, and I think it's on a lot of people's mind, is that Brussels is a power often seen to be of it under its own of its own and not answerable to anybody. Brussels taxes, eroding culture, you know, how do you deal with that?
Well, it's not eroding culture, as I was saying earlier about, you know, my growing up in Britain, seeing it turn more and more into the 51st state of America. You know, I don't see that going on in most parts of Europe. You know, they all do seem to have it. I drive through France and Spain and places like that regularly every year. And I don't see, I mean, apart from a little bit of a sprawling housing estate situation in Spain, most of these countries seem to have kept their identity, their culture, their food, their everything. You know, the French hate
It's
McDonald's, they
pretty
don't accept
fragile.
it.
It's
So,
there is a sense of monoculture
yeah,
behind that.
so I don't really buy this idea that, you know, the whole Euro
Brussels
thing is a
monoculture.
completely, you know, homogenized nonsense. It's not. We all, maybe have a similar currency, but the French would not drink Portuguese wine, for example.
No, but I mean, is the euro, it's economic
Well, a euro is a different, the
mono
euro,
currency,
yeah, but
doesn't that kind of blanket
I'm
the
not sure
picture of
about the
it?
euro because that's the confusion. Everybody seems to confuse the euro, the currency, central currency of the euro, which we aren't in the UK.
Yes, that's very
That,
true.
you know, they seem to confuse that with being in the eurozone as if they're the same. And I think a lot of people have, this is the sad thing also, people don't even know the difference. So you're going to get a lot of people saying we don't want to be in the euro, even though they're not voting to be in the euro. They'll think it's the same thing. So we're being kept very in the dark and uneducated about what being a member of
Well, this is
it
it.
is all about. And
You know,
also
what we're
to
trying to do is just talk about actually get through to the cut through to the common sense here. Let's just imagine in a few days' time, Britain votes exit. We quit Europe. Where does that leave us? I mean, I can't imagine they'd ever welcome us back. And how are we going to relate to them as neighbours?
Well, I don't know.
It seems very sad
I
to me.
mean, going away from politics, economics, the whole thing, looking at it through my heart and instinctive feeling, it seems to me like this is a bit of, it's like there's a kind of stirring, troublemaking element to this. Because, okay, Europe, the European project has issues. All societies and cultures and political groups,
Well, it's not
whatever,
perfect, is
you
it?
know, every, that's why we debate stuff. But you would have thought we would be debating things based on the truth and the reality and the facts rather than some made up dogmatic view of what you think it is, which is, seems to be what's going on. And that, to
It
me,
seems to
see
me
that
that
instinctively
we're
means
being is
trouble. It's
yes, we're
like
being lied
yeah, it's like,
to
why are you
by
doing it?
the
Why? I
media, the
don't understand.
BBC. The politicians, it's there's very little truth, there's very little real
Well, there are some truths,
human,
but they're
I
not.
mean, perhaps from Jeremy Corbyn and so forth. But let's imagine we vote out. Where does
Well,
that
exact.
actually
Sorry, I
leave
didn't.
Britain? Where does that leave
Sorry,
us?
I didn't answer the question. I don't know really. I think everyone will manage. It'll all work out because you deal with the situation that you dealt. It's not like complete catastrophe, but it doesn't really send a very good signal, does it? It doesn't
Not at
send
all,
it's sending a
no.
signal
I
of
mean,
we don't trust you. We think you're dodgy. and we don't like you.
Right.
We quit the... Let's be mates and work it all out. I mean, let's face it, to be honest, Cameron did go over last year and have a bit of a, you know, got together with all the leaders in Brussels and said, let's come and work out some sort of common stuff.
So did Jeremy Corbyn.
But they're always doing that. It's as if he's... It's suddenly as if, oh, the British have now gone over and started to talk to the Europeans, so that means that we're starting to talk.
Yeah.
Yeah, well... the Parliament talks every day at length.
Let's look at it in another
way. We do seem to have this superior kind of, I can see why we're aligning with Americans, because they have that, you know, this exceptional, circumstantive kind of.
It's fear
superior.
Against terrorism.
Yeah.
It's a fear, some kind of projection that other people who are different are a threat.
Well, of course, you've got extreme loons that want to go around hurting people based on their dogmatic view. No one can deny that. But it's as if. I don't know, it's breeding out, isn't it? You don't even have to be a terrorist now to be not trusted. And terrorism itself, I mean, this global network of terror is absolute nonsense. It doesn't even exist. France and America, for God's sake.
Let's look at it purely economically. Can Britain afford to maintain its membership? Is it actually a solvent nation?
Of course it can afford anything, because all it has to do is print loads of money from a central bank.
So basically Britain is bankrupt.
To be honest, we don't even need people to do a job anymore, because we haven't got none. We don't do anything. We don't produce anything. Germany does. France does.
Right.
Makes really good cars, both countries. We don't. We don't have a car industry much anymore. The most successful car company in the world is actually Japanese.
Mm-hmm.
We're not booting them out because they're bringing Japanese in. And to go on, all this lies about most of the immigrants coming into Europe coming into the UK are European. They're actually not. I wish I could give web addresses and references and stuff like that.
We'll put them on
But I've done a lot of research and it's not the case. There's only one country in Europe that has very large numbers of people coming in. That's Poland. And if you know history, the Poles were very, very, very helpful to
the
British.
Well, who are the immigrants coming into Britain then?
So they're mainly, it's from Asia, mainly India, Pakistan, and then it's Romania, Poland, the United States. Yeah, so it's, and anyway, there's an argument to say that even if all the migrants were from Europe, coming out of the European Union wouldn't actually change that anyway, because we're going to need them.
Yes, right.
Because they've got skills, because we don't train anyone anymore. Mm-hmm. We just stick them in university with massive debts.
Yes.
So we've got no skilled people.
Mm-hmm.
And even the government admits we've got low skilled people and we need more skilled people. Apprenticeships are up 1,000%. University intakes down 50%. So... you can't believe any of this. I actually don't find a single thing that I can believe.
There's something which I think is very important to me as a citizen in Europe. And that is, you know, my friends and neighbours. Whether I'm in England or whether I'm over here in southern Europe, in Portugal, it's who I can talk to. And it's, you know, you're a good friend of mine. You've got family. We've both got family in Britain. And it seems to me that what makes life work is just getting together, communicating, working things out together. And you know, this is practical and it's realistic. But what we're being told by the spin media is...
once things get difficult, get out.
Yeah.
Yeah. So basically, if you're in a family... if it starts to get difficult, you just do a runner.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, get out. I don't want to pay for you lot. It's like, this is a bit of a family.
Anyone would argue
that you don't give your kids pocket money and they don't give you something in return and we don't do deals with local communities. It's like, to me, the whole idea of the European Union is to break down borders, give people freedom of movement, help... so the richest countries tend to try to help the poorest. Mm. Hence, even though there's austerity and hardship in Greece, Spain, Portugal,
we're stronger
Italy,
together, right?
All of them say we need to oppose and go to Brussels and tell them we don't like it, but we're not getting out.
Mm-hmm.
So why is it the three poorest countries in Europe aren't wanting to get out?
All right, then. So
they see there are benefits. Britain seems to think it's superior.
I'm assuming that you've got the chance to vote in the referendum. What would you like? Where would you place your vote? What do you think is important?
I'm not voting.
By principle?
I don't want to start to sound like that weird comedian bloke with the long legs.
I don't know who you mean.
He looks like a scarecrow. I don't want to offend you, Russell. Russell Brand.
Russell Brand.
Yeah. But he did have a point. You only vote for something. It's like saying, I'm going to give you the option to vote for a plap or a plop.
Mm-hmm.
What are they?
Mm-hmm.
Well, let's just vote for any of them, mm-hmm. because I don't really know what they are.
We're not voting for a politician or for a figurehead.
I would, knowing what I know through research and fact, I would say it's a good idea to stay in.
Oh, I should say
so. Based on what the government, the media, the whole establishment is portraying what we should do, I refuse to vote because I don't have any information to go on.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that could sound stupid because you're basically saying, if I'm not told what to do, then I'm not going to do it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I should be one of those people that is voting, but
I think that what
I don't even know what the real facts are.
I think what you're saying is
it's a difficult one.
The game that is being played out is basically full of lies and illusion. Why are we bothering to put our vote confidence in that game?
Yeah.
We need a whole new agenda which comes from the heart, family, from community, and from people getting together.
It's not just about the money. It's not just about what we get out of it. It's not just about lies. And I go to say, to answer your question about whether I'd vote in or out, I would definitely vote to stay in the situation we're in right now. But reluctantly, because I don't believe we should even need to be having a vote.
I agree with you.
I don't even know why we're doing this thing. So I would reluctantly vote stay in, because I would just like to keep the status quo at the moment and leave it as it is, and then negotiate and work it out over time in a harmonious manner, rather than get a big stick, stir it all up and start causing trouble. Because if Britain ends up out of Europe...
Okay.
I don't want to be prophetic, but I really think it could be massively problematic all over.
I agree.
Not just in Europe, but the world.
Thank you very much, Paul. This is Brexit, Britain in or out. Thanks for listening. Looking forward to the next one. Good night.